Hello everyone, we would like to thank the organizers at Stroke Summit for providing this opportunity to present a poster on cryptococcal meningitis. In US, the incidence of cryptococcosis is estimated to be about 0.4 to 1.3 cases per 100,000 population and 2 to 7 cases per 100,000 in people affected with AIDS, with a case fatality ratio of about 12%. Cryptococcus neoformans is an encapsulated yeast that commonly causes diseases in individuals in the setting of immunocompromised state. Cryptococcus neoformans and Cryptococcus jati both spread through inhalation and cause a similar spectrum of illness, despite lung being the common site where the pathogen enters the body. Meningoencephalitis is the most common clinical manifestation of the infection. We present this case of cryptococcal meningitis as a stroke mimic to highlight risk factors, characteristics, and challenges in diagnosis and management of this emerging disease in US. This is a 39-year-old young male with past medical history of cirrhosis secondary to hepatitis C and IV drug use, hepatic encephalopathy, upper GI bleeding, and persistent pancytopenia, who presented to ED with complaints of headache and right upper extremity weakness of 8 days duration. The CT head done in ED demonstrated small area of hypodensity in left centrum semi-ovale, concerning for acute versus subacute stroke. Neurology was consulted for concern for stroke. On examination, the pertinent findings include mild scleral ictus and the strength in his right arm. The right elbow flexion was 4 out of 5 and the right hand grip was 4 out of 5. Rest of the examination were unremarkable. His NIH score was 0. On further evaluation, the MRI brain showed multiple variably enhancing lesions in the left midbrain, bilateral basal ganglia, bilateral internal capsules, right thalamus, and cerebellar hemisphere. The central restricted diffusion within the left midbrain lesion was suggestive of abscess. Differentials include infectious process, septic emboli, fungal infection, toxoplasmosis, cryptococcosis, or less likely neoplastic or demyelination. Lumbar puncture was done with opening pressure of 10 cm of water. CSF analysis revealed glucose of 54, protein 30, cell count of 7 with the lymphocyte predominance of 94%. Cryptococcus antigen was positive with a titer of 1:20. CSF studies for Gram stain, KOH, India ink, meningitis encephalitis panel, West Nile, and VDRL were negative. Labs for HIV, EBV, JC, polyoma virus, and MS panel were also negative. White count was 1.74. Platelet count was low at 40. Hemoglobin 10.4. His hospital course, he was started on induction therapy with amphotericin and flucytosine for 6 weeks, followed by consolidation therapy with oral fluconazole. The hospital course was complicated by decompensated cirrhosis bleeding esophageal varices with anemia requiring numerous transfusions and banding, encephalopathy with elevated ammonia level, pancytopenia, including neutropenia and thrombocytopenia, acute kidney failure secondary to ATN. The blood culture was positive for E. coli bacteremia. He was treated with meropenem for 5 days and started to improve neurologically. He progressed well overall and was discharged to acute rehab facility. The clinical features of cryptococcal meningitis typically manifest within 1 to 2 weeks and include fever, malaise, headache, neck stiffness, photophobia, nausea, and vomiting. Headache is almost always present, but the inflammatory aspects of meningitis, such as fever and neck stiffness, may be minimal or even absent if the patient develops fungal meningitis in the setting of immunocompromise. Therefore, a high index of suspicion for potential fungal meningitis must be maintained in patients who develop headaches while on chronic immunosuppressive therapy or in the setting of diseases causing immunocompromise like HIV. Imaging of the brain, CSF analysis, culture, staining, and immunodiagnostic tests of CSF are the primary diagnostic tests that are performed to diagnose meningitis caused by cryptococcus. Management of CNS cryptococcosis and in immunocompromised hosts involves treatment targeting the fungal pathogen, reducing the intracranial pressure, and improvising the immune status of the patient. Antifungal therapy comprises induction, consolidation, and maintenance phase. Amphotericin B and flucytosin for a minimum duration of 2 weeks are recommended antifungal therapies for induction phase, and fluconazole for a duration of 8 weeks is the recommended drug for consolidation phase of the therapy. Maintenance therapy is recommended with fluconazole after 8 weeks of induction and consolidation phases, and the duration of maintenance phase is generally for a period of 1 year. Thank you.